Okay. Look at all the numbers on the screen, which denotes that he's calling from far, far away.
Oh, how nice.
Yeah.
10 p.m. in London.
It is. It's late. DJ's talking. Oh. Just leave him on.
Yeah, his name.
He keeps turning it off.
Really?
His name's Corby.
Okay. All right. Well, here we go. Joining us now, the lead singer of Bush, appearing here live at the Toyota Music Factory in about a month and change. I'm assuming he is in the UK right now. Hello to Gavin Rossdale. Hi, Gavin.
Hey, how are you? Hey, how you doing?
Doing well. Are you, in fact, in London? Are you on tour right now? Where are you?
I'm at home in Los Angeles.
Oh, you're in L.A. Okay, that answers a very important question. Do you have homes in London and in L.A.?
I have a spot in L.A. and a spot in London because I couldn't leave my roots, but, you know, I'm in love with L.A., and I got my boys are here, so, you know, there you go.
Very cool. How old are your kids now?
Oh, they are like 11. They just turned 12 and 17 and 19.
Okay, so
yeah,
all right, so this is perfect because I think if my math is correct, the 17-year-old was at a very prominent sporting event back in 08, but he was inside of a belly. Is this true?
That's where they generally come from. I don't know what's up.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
Unless you're very rich and someone else does it for you.
That's right.
Then, unless you're very, or, you know, you need to, but yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so, so as I'm like the noted tennis dork on this show. Like, I'm tennis obsessed, and I fancied myself in your spot in that box in 08 and 09 as well. I know you saw a ton of Federer matches, but that 08 match, I know you really didn't think about it in the moment, but were you thinking, how long did it take you to figure out that you were at basic sports history?
You know, I was really so lucky to see so many over 15 years watching so many of Roger's matches. You know, it was always drama. It was always entertaining, and it was always thrilling. But that was bittersweet because that was a loss. And it was so dark at night. That last few points on TV, it's impossible to tell in the way that it looked now. It was so dark. It should never have been. Should have gone the next day. It was so dark. You couldn't see anything. So it was a weird way to end it when you were there because of the darkness. But yeah, what a match, and what a win for Raf.
And are you still playing? I know that you were playing a ton. You're still playing.
Oh, yeah, yeah. You should follow me on Instagram. I did a nice post of a nice tennis thing from Europe, which was kind of fun, putting together a tennis reel. So for all those who care, it's on my Instagram page.
You know, they say that we that do play tennis, Gavin, we live about 10 years longer on average.
Yes, that's what I heard.
Yeah. So good luck to you guys.
Yeah, yeah. We'll be living longer and you guys will be in the ground wishing you had played. Okay, so the band. Let's get into it. When's the tour kick off and what can we expect?
I think around about April the 4th, 5th, 6th, 7th.
Mm-hmm.
7th. Thank you.
Whoa.
Hello, madam.
The voice of God.
That is God. That is God speaking. If you knew her, you'd know she was God. It's Nina. So the 7th of April. Yep.
And you're playing with Eddie Van Halen's kid?
Yep, that's right, with Mammoth. And so that's going to be, so that's going to be that. He was I did some promo with him. He was a sweet guy. James and the Cold Gun as well. And we love playing, and that's our sort of tour for the record. It's weird because we did so much touring, but this is just the I Beat Loneliness record and celebration of that stuff. And, well, we always celebrate everything. So when you say what to expect, it's a really good question. I've no idea. I'm going to try and pick the right songs,
yeah.
the right outfit, and sing in tune. You know, that's it.
No,
that's all I can do.
No, that's lofty goals for a rock and roll guy. So, as far as what your career and what you've done here for 30 plus years, 40 years almost, what, like, the preparation for getting along with a tour, what is it the same as it's always been? How much have things changed over time in the preparation for going out for a long stretch?
Well, it's a good question. I mean, on this one, for instance, we are actually rehearsing, and we've tended to not rehearse that much because we play so much. If we want to work something new out or something we haven't played, we have sound checks to do, stuff like that. And plus, everyone wants away so much, nobody wants to give any time to anything without an audience. You know, it's like, what's the point? So you can kind of just practice at home. So I think preparing for this tour, we just want to do a nice varied range of songs. And so the preparation is, I don't know, the fear and dread of leaving, because I'm always leaving, so I hate that, and leaving the house and stuff like that. But the excitement of the tour, and, you know, I play a lot of tennis, so that is really helpful. So I don't have to suddenly get fit or suddenly, you know, like I'm kind of always tour ready, so to speak.
You always fit into the pants.
And I mean, choosing to wear less. The tighter people's pants get, the baggier mine want to be. I'm not feeling that. I've seen it, because everyone's around. I've seen a lot. I was in Palm Springs at Indian Wells at the tennis just now, at the start of the tennis. I did a tennis event there. And the amount of tight golf pants on people, I'm just like, who said that was a good look?
Yeah.
Said it was good.
Dude,
everyone does it.
It's unbelievable.
Like, how did you get them on?
I know.
And,
it's changed.
I took my son golf shopping. They love golf. And I'm like, can we get ones that aren't like tights? Can
yeah.
Like, not wear tights.
It's always tight. It's always the white belt now. It's, but you're right. Like, everybody that's probably from the age of 14 to 35 that plays like elite golf, they all wear the tighter pants now. It's crazy.
What is that all about? Is that, you know, wind resistant?
Yeah.
This is the great
dynamic.
It might be. This is Gavin Rossdale. He's awesome. And we've been following you for a long, long, long time because, you know, I'm sort of old. And I will say I lost most of my hair in my mid-20s. And I've always found you a guy who has never struggled in the hair department. And I'm just making sure you're aware of your legendary hair status. And if you had any secrets for the kids out there that want awesome hair when they get up in years.
I was really like looking forward to this sort of intro to the songs that had moved you. But in fact, it was my hair. I mean, I'm very lucky. I think the trick is really mainly just concentrating on the conditioner. You don't need to be doing the shampoo stuff and, like, stressing your hair. You just wash it through with a lot of conditioner. It smells great, feels clean. That's the only trick I have. That's all I know.
You're talking unfortunately, Gavin, this guy doesn't even know what conditioner is. He's been bald since 1987.
So yeah, I've certainly listened to...
Pre-87, no one had conditioner anyway. It was like,
that's so right.
It's true.
Mom said too much hairspray, I think, at the time.
Okay, so Bush is playing at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving, Tuesday, April 21st, here in about 6 weeks or so. You can get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. You mentioned Indian Wells. You did an event there? Have you going to the tournament?
I did they have this Desert Smash event where it's like a pro-am. You know, and since I've done it for many years, and so I went this year.
So once Roger retired, who did you latch on to? Everybody says that Alcaraz has the closest game to Roger as far as the all court stuff goes. Are you a fan of what he does?
Alcaraz feels more of a kind of refined Rafa than a refined Roger to me, but what do I know? they just kind of. It's the athleticism, but you know, the thing is that they both Roger and Raf move so well that anyone who moves well reminds us of either of them. You know, they're both like so light on their feet. So I think that he's really excited. I was sad to see the Kyrgios kind of like seem to stop because he was the kind of the punk and yep. the most entertaining player, and what a talent. Loved watching him. You never knew what was going to happen. I love Rublev. Rublev is fantastic. I like João Fonseca. Killer forehand.
Yep.
I saw João Fonseca at some tournament. I can't remember what it was, and I was so impressed that I think it's the Australian Open. Yeah. And he's incredible. He won his first round, and I was like, you know what? This guy is freaking great. Now, I'm not a gambling man, okay? Let me tell you that, right? I never gamble. It was dumb. I never thought about it, right? So I was like, this kid is so good. He's gonna win the... So I call my manager up, who I know books, takes lots of bets.
Yeah.
And does, you know, he loves the hockey. And so he's always placing bets. I said, dude, you got... Put me $1,000 on this kid to win the tournament. He's incredible. He's fearless. He moves so well. I think he's the dark horse. You know, this is kind of a re-throwing the bet out there. He goes, this is so impressive. I'm going to do it too. So he put $1,000 on him, right? Lost the next day.
That's the way it always happens. Yeah.
Yes.
And Joe, you're putting all your eggs into a 19-year-old kid, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, so exactly. From a songwriting standpoint for you, how have things changed? I mean, everybody's got their muse in the world when it comes to writing a song here or there. For you, has it remained pretty standard? Have you changed the way that you go about constructing songs?
Well, I'm, you know, we're lucky enough now to have these studios where one person can sound like a lot of people and you can get many ideas out. In a great form and actually not even lose the basis of what you begin. That can be used as a bare bones to add the band to. So in that way, it's been huge to sort of go beyond just having a riff and a drum pattern as how I began with 16 Stone, you know?
Yeah.
And so that's all it is. It's a little bit more elaborate atmosphere I can give myself to write songs, you know. So
how did you write Machine Head? Because Machine Head is a favorite of our show.
Yeah, thank you. Weirdly, slowly, because what happened is I had the riff and I didn't know what to do with it for a couple of days, and so I would walk around the park just playing the riff that I recorded, you know, and just on the at that point it's on a, you know, the recorder, the cassette recorder that we had back then. And we'd walk around the park trying to sort of come up with something to go with it. You know, it's always, some are really quick, some are really slow. And, like, Machine Head, for a couple of days, I'd walk around going, wow. Like, Glycerine was, like, just writing it. Like, two bits of recording were just, like, it just flew straight out, which was really convenient and helpful. and then Machine Head was a little slower. A couple of days of just letting the riff soak in.
Yeah, the riff, our bald friend, he can do the guitar with his mouth.
I can't, Gavin. I'm sorry. I tried and it didn't go well.
Our crappy radio station, we have a terrible band that we play sometimes and
that's fun.
Yeah, and Bob and I tried to do Machine Head one time and we failed spectacularly. But I want you to know we put effort into it. We tried our best to compliment you.
It was
you,
a faithful homage.
It was.
So, sometimes you have to leave it to the professionals.
It's the smartest thing to do, Gavin.
How did you get to, I know we're running long, but on 16 Stone, this is the same time as the whole Blur Oasis feud in England, but you guys had a completely different sound of whatever the post-punk, post-grunge thing.
You know what it was? Yeah, you know what it was? As a kid, you know, I was on the perfect age to have the first wave of punk, right? Yeah, as a young punk, so I love that energy, and when I was writing music, the second band I was in, the first band Midnight, and then the second band I was in with a guy that wouldn't let me play guitar because I wasn't that good, but he was very bluesy, really good rock guitar player, and I kind of worked out what band I didn't want to be in with him, I think, because in Bush we never used the blues, which is kind of interesting for a rock band, you know? And I just followed on with just the performance side of it. I really liked I saw Jane's Addiction very early on. I saw Perry Farrell. Saw him on stage And I just was so, I thought it was so good. I loved Johnny Lydon when he was on stage. And it was just sort of the attitude fitted better guitars than, you know, I mean, those bands are amazing, but it's a different kind of approach. And I guess it sort of, it was important to me to do the perform. Like, I just felt angry enough that it was more fun to write Machine Head than it was to try and, you know, write an Oasis style song, which they're fantastic, the songs, really great songs, and they work really well for them, and then we just got our thing, you know.
How inspirational is it, and we'll let you go after this, but how inspirational is it for a guy like you that's been doing it for a long time to see a band like the Stones in whatever formation they're in, maybe just Mick and Keith and Ronnie maybe that now, but doing that and doing it at the level that they're doing, and I know that they're not constantly on tour, but they, you know, will be doing stuff here in the near future. Is that an inspiration for a guy like you?
I mean, I have respect for anyone who does their craft, you know, really well and for a sustained period of time. It's just unbelievable what they've achieved and what they've done. And they're an institution, you know. Now, there's a bluesy band.
Yep. Yep, no doubt.
Very bluesy.
Very, very. All right, we'll let you go. We appreciate the time, Gavin. It's great talking to you.
Oh, one more.
Oh, yeah.
So much.
Gavin, is Arsenal going to win the league?
Oh, man, I hope so. I hope so. It's really within our grasp, so if we just can hold steady.
That's the trick, isn't it?
That's being elusive.
He doesn't want to jinx it.
Tuesday, April 21st at the Toyota Music Factory in Irving. Go to Ticketmaster.com. Get your tickets for Bush. Gavin, we can't thank you enough, man. Have a great tour, and we'll talk to you at some point down the road.
Okay, thank you so much.
We'll see you.
Congrats on the hair.
There he goes, yeah. There he goes.
Gavin
Rossdale. Our good buddy from Bush. All right.